approval?
Yeah.
Was that a year ago already?
To at least two designated newspapers, publish the same in the Asbury Park Press, the official newspaper, filed it with the borough clerk, and posted notice on the bulletin board in the borough offices, and on the borough website as well. Welcome, everybody. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Cashmore?
Here.
Chairman Cunningham?
Here.
Mr. Julio?
Here.
Mr. DeSeo?
Here.
Mr. Duffy? Councilman Lightstein?
Here.
Mayor Long? Mr. Knott? Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. McGinley? Ms. Bills?
Here.
And Ms. Ray?
Here.
Okay. On to the memorialization of the resolution for... minutes?
Minutes.
Oh, I apologize. See. Say. Should be a number. I skipped to number three. Sorry. Approval of the minutes from April 23rd, 19.
I'll move the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes carried. On to the memorialization of the resolution for Trump.
I know that Mr. Julio is not present, so he did not just go over that.
Right. Okay.
Moving things along.
Down there.
On to the resolution for Charles H. Rooney and Mirasol Rooney.
I'll move the resolution.
I'll second.
I think we need a roll call on that.
Okay. Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Julio?
Yes.
Mr. DeSeo?
Yes.
Councilman Lightstein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
On to the memorialization of the resolution for Fuse Eatery.
I'll move the resolution.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. DeSeo?
Yes.
Councilman Lightstein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
On to request for extension of approval, Birdsall Nyquist. Discussion?
It's just a simple request for an extension. There were some conditions for that, including demolition, et cetera, that haven't occurred, and...
We're looking for 1 year?
1 year.
I'll move for a 1 year extension.
Second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Cashmore? Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Julio? Mr. DeSeo?
Great. Go ahead.
Councilman Lightstein?
Yes.
We have Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
Okay. And I think the request is to remove Nyquist from the,
yes,
from the reference.
I don't think I put it on my resolution, but I'm not.
Oh, it was on the resolution.
It was? Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Sorry, I went back to the original.
Okay, on to our application carried from 4919 River Street Realty, 4 River Street. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Chair, is the board control of the St. Mrs. Voter? It's your opinion. As I recall, this one was continued without further notice. I won't elaborate too much on the details of the application, but it was an 8-lot upright subdivision involving no variance relief for what has been commonly referred to as the River Street School property, which has River Street and South Street. Across the park, not across the street here.
And just to jump in, this person has speaking. As Mr. Anderson has indicated, this was carried from whatever it was carried from 4919 for submission of the environmental impact statement that has been submitted and received by our engineer. I have marked as A9 the environmental impact statement prepared by EnviroTactics, Inc. May 2019, and marked as A10, the revised letter from Voter Associates dated May 10, 2019. And just before, I'm just going to run over the stipulations, et cetera, that were placed on next time. Just we're noting that no structures are proposed at this time, and therefore there should be no inferences as to what any permitted structures that were there. There's a stipulation that they will replace the curbs and sidewalks on River and South. That's to Mr. Hoder's letters as a condition, number 5 and 6. They will meet that as a condition of issuance of COs for the individual lots. Number 8, they'll note the recharge method on the plans for the satisfaction of the board engineer. The applicant will preserve, oh, will put a dedication plaque.
There is a dedication plaque in the building.
Well, preserve dedication plaque. Dedication plaque that's located on the school and donated it back to the town, or give it to the town if possible. They will meet all parking requirements, field soil approval, capital approval. We'll provide the plans to show the existing water and sewer mains in the street, subject to developer's agreement, performance guarantees, affordable housing requirement, and subject to approval of field soil among the county planning board, Decker, Seabright Fire Department, plus the planning official. And I think that's it.
According to my recollection, for that, thanks to pre-mark and exhibits that people help me things along. I have a couple of procedural points of time real quick just to make sure that we're all on the same page. Everyone looks familiar to me, and I thank you for your continued advantage with the possible exception of Mr. Cashmore. Has Mr. Cashmore reviewed and certified to listen to the tapes? Sickings, can we mark that as ALA?
Sure.
Ineligible voters, then. The one thing we went over last time that Mr. Cashmore, of course, wasn't present for was the conflicts check. So we satisfied the caution. I heard about it. And so do you have any comments?
We can read it made together with the wrong
ones. Okay, so the applicant would be River Street Realty LLC. The principal in that entity is Aldo Fustacci. Do either of those names or entities present as permissible content? And then there was a discussion on the record about a proposal to redevelop my client's property by somebody who currently does not own the property. I submitted a proposal to Seabright in response to a request by Seabright for proposal to develop lots 2, 3, and 4. And if I understand correctly, that entity is called the Great at Seabright LLC. It is a firm comprised of several proposals. Thank you, which shows the news. So the break is comprised of Trip Brooks.
Sarah Church,
and there was one other LLC.
Onward Venture Properties LLC, Seabright Ocean Avenue Partners LLC, the Breakout Seabright LLC.
Sounds correct. So I would ask you then, Mr. Cashmore, do you have any permissible conflict interest with any of those folks or those entities that would prevent you from impartially hearing this item? And does that remain true of all the board members here this evening then?
Board members, anybody have any conflicts with any of the individuals or entities that we just named?
Yeah. All right, so just to continue on the summary, the take-home points here, 8 lot subdivision, structure shown solely for the exemplary or illustrative purposes, may be the subject of later exempt lot plans. They are contemplated as detached single-family residences permitted within the zone. We're shown fully conforming building envelopes on fully conforming lots. There are no variances. We did initially ask for some design waivers. The board told us that the request for a waiver from the EIS submission requirement made them uncomfortable. They wanted to see an EIS, so we have prepared one. It's now been submitted as Exhibit A9 for the season. I have a representative from Environmental Tactics with me, by the name of Patrick Lyman.
Mr. Hoder, since he's more report that was submitted, and did you note any issues or exceptions there too?
I have the new report. I have four paragraphs that I put in under appropriately environmental impact statement section of my report. What I would rather do though is have them talk first and not follow us.
Sir, do you want to raise your right hand? The solemn swear testimony you're about to give is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
It is.
Can you state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Patrick Lyon. Lyon.
Counselor Salk.
Dave, just to expedite things, are there issues that you have concerns with? Because it seems like your letter was pretty much, you were okay with it.
No, I think they did a good job of the report. I am just concerned about the demolition of the building and the environmental aspects of that demolition because of the fact that it's an old building. It could either fall apart improperly or there could be materials such as asbestos or anything else not known right now.
Right.
And then there would be oil tank in the building, under the building.
Isn't that up to the building upon the building?
Yes. But I think that we just need to make sure that there's no problem.
They have to comply with the requirements of demolition of the building. I don't know why we're in this place.
That was my car.
No, I understand, but
That was a concern of this.
I know, they submitted it.
If I can close.
Okay.
I mean, otherwise, they did look at, you know, air, light, noise, utilities, archaeology, flooding, topography, streams, wetlands, river, soils, groundwater, vegetation, all that stuff. They looked at everything they could.
Well, I think one of our biggest concerns that night of not having one was your concern,
yes,
prior to this.
Right, and I think they did a good job. Some agent, I think they did a good job of environmental reports. It's a good piece put in our records for
I think this is a step that we should have followed. I think it was correct that we did it. I think the report came back fine, and even said it wasn't necessary. I don't know why we're examining it any further. Can I just say?
Well, because I trust our professionals to do the right thing for the borough, and I think Dave has it. Besides this letter to explain it in public.
So can you stipulate that as per our engineer's report, that the applicant will provide adequate measures to protect the adjacent community and residents from any negative impacts related to noise or contamination? Is that covered?
Well,
during the
noise damage or contamination.
Noise damage. Noise, comma, damage, or noise damage?
No, comma.
Damage. And one last thing is that they will have on hand an environmental expert to monitor the contamination?
Well, not continuously.
Okay.
But just throughout the project once in a while to make sure that that person is in contact with the contractor.
And this is contamination to the extent that it exists, because there's nothing in the record to indicate.
Asbestos or anything else, no buildings.
Yeah, that was a question that came up the last meeting. The building's from 1892 is when it was built. It was dedicated in 1892.
And so we can put Mr. Lyman on for a couple of questions, but I think what he's going to tell you is that a visual survey of the property did not disclose the existence of any obvious asbestos, lead, USPs, boilers, any kind of heating systems, fuel pipes, vent pipes, or light. So it doesn't mean they won't subsequently be discovered, but if they are, we'll address them within the guidelines promulgated by the NJDEP. They have jurisdiction.
That's fine.
How was it in there?
My supervisor was actually the one that went in there.
Oh, there's some pictures of it.
It's interesting.
Some old building.
So is it would be okay then that you would stipulate that the first stipulation was that the applicant will provide adequate measures protect the adjacent community and residents from noise, damage, and contamination, and that there will just be an environmental expert involved in the project to oversee and monitor any contamination issues that may arise.
It's likely to be required anyway as a condition to get a demolition permit.
So. Yes, it is. So we'll put that in. Okay.
And with regard to the noise, I think Mr. Lyman should have identified the ability to limit the hours during which the demolition is conducted and stay away from things like sunset or leaving or trying to enjoy their surroundings.
Did you just want to give us a couple lines, let the noise be in, since you're here.
Sure. Yeah, we just recommend that the concerns is that to, you know, limit the hours of operation within reason, you know, taking care to, you know, taking to a accommodation of the surrounding neighborhood, you know, not trying to change anything. It's going to be a construction project, but
Nick, you'll meet, obviously, the noise standards set forth in those state regulations.
Yes, sir.
I'm more interested in how soon this is going to be done. You know, I've been in this town for 20 years, and I've been listening to this nonsense on this school for 20 years. I'm sick of hearing it. And I hope this is another ploy to waste our time.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, Dave, because I don't think they can have a subdivision until the building is down.
Right, so there's got to be some time limit put on this when you're going to proceed with this. It might be another wait for another 4 years and ask for an extension.
Maybe something has to be done as a condition of perfection of the subdivision.
Wasn't there 90 days,
190 days? There's a statutory timetable for perfection of subdivisions, so it's already there.
Right. There's a statutory time limit for the perfection of a major complaint. I don't remember off the top of my head.
190 days,
maybe it's something like that. They cannot perfect their subdivision until the demolition occurs. And if they don't perfect their subdivision within that statutory time period, then it lapses, unless they ask for an extension, to which you can say no.
I've had extensions. I want to see the work done.
My advice to the client, if relief is granted this evening, obviously we have to publish notice of approval and there's an appeal period, but as soon as that appeal period is over, you have to submit the demo permit that day.
So it's going to be set at 180 days? Is that what it's going to be then?
Whatever the statute says, which I can look up now.
I'd like to have that. I'm more interested in that.
You don't have to put the statute in. It's in the resolution because it is the statute. Mark, do you remember? Is it what
I don't know. I think that sounds about right. I think there's extra time for a major as well. I don't think that's right.
Basically, your silence on the issue is going to obligate us to comply with the statutory time frames absent some reasonable extenuating or mitigating circumstances.
Agreed.
And there'll be time constraints on how quickly they have to publish also, so it's not like they can just hold off on the publication. Oh, we publish, yes, that's not even an issue.
Right. And Candace is on it.
Yeah.
At this stage, I would ask for discussion from the board on the matter. Anybody has something to say, and then we'll open it to the public.
Sure. Maybe you can have people walking us through projected timelines. And then we start, basically, where were we?
So in terms of these procedural
things? Yeah, exactly.
So a lot of it's going to be driven by actions undertaken and authorized by this board. So if you were to approve tonight, there are these conditions, you're going to authorize your board attorney to draft a written resolution, presuming included, I would say the right place would be walking a demo permit with all the particulars and see if you get an issue. And then again, it's in the hands of the borough's officials to take action.
Current 42.
It's 95, yeah, no, it's 95 for major.
12.
Yep, I got it. Yep, it's 95 for major and 190 for minor.
That's crazy.
Seems backwards, but you know, it's like.
Right, I don't mean to take up more time than I ought to, but maybe we just to put a couple of particulars on about the EIS statement, exhibit A9, that's July.
I don't think we need to.
We're happy he's here to stand by you.
Mr. Wine, well, just give us your credentials and I'll just work.
I've been a senior project manager with EnviroTactics, specializing in land use regulations for 9 years, certified floodplain manager, and have submitted many EISs.
You're familiar with the EIS that was submitted?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you help prepare the same?
Yes, ma'am.
Board?
Any questions for this gentleman?
And you accept your base credentials as an expert in the field?
Yes. Your conclusion in the report was that the proposed development would have no substantial impact on the, I guess, cultural, historic, environmental, or other resources of the borough.
Well, definitely not an impact on the historical, but there's nothing we can do about that.
Why don't we go to the public? Is there anyone in the public that has a statement or a question about any of the testimony heard?
So it's 95 days from the publication of the resolution.
Okay. And that will be used in my calendar.
And not what?
Probably the resolution will be voted on in our next meeting. And then they have 45 days, well, then it's published, and they have 45 days from published to take further action.
We're going to have to, Carrie, you're going to have to put into that resolution the affordable housing. I know you mentioned it, but there's going to have, presumably they're going to have to designate certain lots to be affordable housing lots.
Right.
So it's more like 140 days from the date of publishing.
Yeah. 95 days from the signing of the plat.
I just don't
require. They could, from the signing of the plat, they could do it then if they felt that there was no opposition to them doing that.
I just don't, Carrie, I just don't want it to fall through the cracks.
One of my conditions.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Yep, I got it.
Yeah, because that will definitely help us with our affordable housing obligation also.
That also makes sense because we don't want to sign the plat until you demolish them. So I'm going to put in here that the demolition has to occur within the statutory 95 days. How's that? Unless you see that.
That's better.
Because...
That can be done. Is
that... He comes back and asks for
an extension.
Is that reasonable? Do you think you can demolish it within that? Do you want to ask him?
The only apprehension I have in the applicant's here to speak to himself, but... there are some procedural things that need to be done before you could really be right to even walk the permit in. And of course, it's out of your hands and you don't control the timing of the issues. I have to probably.
If he submits everything properly to the town, they're not going to delay the issuance. But because the perfection of subdivision is really insane, it's because the condition of it is he has to demolish the building.
There's also some outside agents and things that need to be done. Freehold soil, probably not a big issue. Monmouth County Planning will be getting additional approval. I don't expect that the final approvals can be
But these are all laws in place, so I don't think we need to discuss them, do we? unless you're asking us to further it out, that's not what I'm hearing.
Demolition is not a requirement. So the requirement for the perfection of the subdivision is that it has to be perfected within 95 days of the signing of the plat. We're saying we're not going to sign the plat until you knock the building down. And so, but then we could really delay it by not knocking the building down. So what we want to add in is that you've got to demolish. The demolition will occur within, and tell me what a reasonable period of time is. Of the publication of the resolution.
And I have a question. Have utilities been removed back to the street?
it's going to be realistic.
Well, that's the part we don't have to wait for the field period or anything else. That's, you know, really anything. That building was in the vacant for so long that it should be brought back. It should be brought back. But I don't know the answer to the question, Chairman. My suspicion is that nothing has been done to change it pretty significantly. We do have Mr. Prestati here.
One of that, does that not make your response? The gas pump goes, I'm tripped out. The gas pump is going out in the sewer.
And the easiest thing from my perspective, and we can put it to Mr. Prestati, is to say the building will be demolished as a condition, so it's a precondition for a sign off on the plat. Then we're held to the time frame for the plat sign.
It's only 95 days.
Agreed.
I think you just have to take the time to file it on the last part.
No, we're not. I agree with that statement.
Well, say it again.
Well, I'll say it again. I'm here, but...
I didn't write that. What did you say again?
And since we have the proprietor of Richard Realty with us, he stops you, he might as well hand his form. I will say what I'm discussing with you and see if that's acceptable to ask.
Mr. Stops, you want to raise your hand? Mr. Prestati, I'm solemn swear to testimony about to give us truth, both the truth, and nothing but the truth. Can you state your name and spell your last name for the record? State your name. And can you spell Prestati? Spell it.
F-R-U-S-T-A-C-C-O.
Okay.
So, Mr. Prestati, I neglected to enter my appearance when we first arrived this evening, but I'm still John Anderson. Representing your entity, the Richard Realty LLC. We're here on the lot subdivision involving demolition of the old school building. The board is now asking, before they entertain discussion and perhaps motion, what your time frame for demolition of the existing building is. What they want to know is if there is some sort of end in sight. This property is going to be taken to both urgent soil, but the building is going to be
prepared for the subdivision.
Well, something would be able to get a resolution in like 2 weeks.
So what I propose in consultation with the board, subject to your consent and approval, would be to say, as a condition, would the board and its engineer will sign off on your subdivision plan. The mark is A2. You have to comply with the board's demand of the property. Demolished. You take your demo permit, you do all the things that they're asking you to do, you take it down before they design a flat.
Well, we can't do that until we get the resolution. Once that resolution is done, we're going to start to get the resolution.
We can't say with any certainty when the resolution will come, but the earliest it will come will be the next meeting. We talked about publishing notice of approval and then a 45-day appeal period. What these folks are saying now is that after all that is done, they will not sign that, will not render it recordable, which is an accounting model, until you've shown them that you've demolished it. Is that acceptable to you, sir?
What they are doing now, I mean, the subdivision property, it's got to do with the demolition of the building, because it's a big issue.
Well,
you can't subdivide when there's a building on it.
Well, we
can't build, do it.
We will, sir. We will demolish the building, but what do you expect us to get a time that you like to do it?
So we can't create non-conforming lots. You came in here with a fully conforming subdivision. The only way it's conforming is if you remove the building, because otherwise you need a lot of variances because you've got a building on there. So your subdivision cannot be recorded, and it is a condition of approval that the building be removed. Our question to you is, we want to put a timeline for the demolition of that building into the resolution. So we would give you, from the time of the publication of the resolution and the 45-day period of appeal, from that point forward, how long you need to demolish the building.
You're saying you'll have a written resolution in hand, I would say 60 days or something.
So that actually should be really within the 95 days.
Basically, if you all are inclined to say we just won't sign the plat until you've established that it's been demolished, that
Yeah, I have that in there anyway. The problem is that the subdivision approval, the deed doesn't get filed until 95 days after the signing of the plat. So it's kind of a catch-22, because if the plat isn't signed, he has 5 years to prepare the subdivision. So I'm going to put a timeline on it that the subdivision will have to be perfected within 6 months of the publication of the resolution. That's going to be our requirement.
The only sort of extenuated circumstance that is maybe relative to demolition is the one that you altered, which is to say, if something comes to light, if we get in there and comply with your condition to have an environmental review, something that would delay us, I don't know what that would be, but if he has to comply with DEP things,
that's
the reason for the materials.
Right.
Could delay the actual structure coming down, but presumably it would start the work in compliance with whatever outside agency in order to address anything you might find, if anything at all.
But it's reasonable for an extension.
That's reasonable.
That's reasonable for an extension.
Yeah, that's fine. The only other thing. Dave.
Yeah, and it's just okay. To address that issue you all foresee, which is to say, what happens when you go in there and it's old building, you just never know.
Can we agree, because I'm a historical nut up here, with that plaque, and I'm very, very concerned about the plaque, that can Dave go in there and well, I just want to verify, or someone. I want, it's right on the exterior. I mean, it looks outside. I just don't know what it's like on the other side. I just want someone on our side to verify that, you know, if it can be removed or not. Okay. Do you have a problem with that? Thank you. You can see it from the exterior. Again, I just don't know what it looks like from the interior. Yeah, you can't miss it right on River Street.
So we all agree within this time period, the 95-day from not the resolution, but the 45 days after the resolution. So we're looking at it. I think we all agree, unless there's some...
No, I thought the 6 months that you put down was a good fair period.
Must be perfected within 6 months of publication of resolution. Extensions will only be granted in the event the applicant is proceeding in good faith and the delay is through no fault of its own.
So that includes the filing of the recording of the plat and also the demolition. It's all in there within the 6 months.
Yes.
Okay, can you record that?
I can. Okay. What would you like to do, Lord?
Well, instead of delays don't fall for their own, I would tell it specifically to environmental delays caused by...
Well, outside, how about outside agencies?
Outside agencies, okay. Or... outside
agencies in general, you want to say.
Right. Give them the proper...
I guess including municipal subdivision agencies.
Or agencies.
Let me be clear about representative of the borough shall be allowed to, if practical, remove the plaque on the building.
You have no problem with that, Mr. Representative?
Yeah. Okay. The only thing the lawyers think about is insurance and indemnity.
One less thing
we have to get rid of.
It would be at his cost. I just want you to verify that whether it can be done or not. Yeah. It's a big concrete.
It's not
No. This is an 1892.
How old building?
It's in the building.
Okay.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's big in the window. It basically takes up I can show it to you. Yeah, it's a cornerstone, but it's in a window, more or less. It's big. It just is.
Okay. Everybody's agreed to everything with
yes.
That, Mark.
So yeah, no, I'm
going to move forward. First thing I want to do is finish the public portion. We've drifted a bit. Was there anyone else in the public that had a question or a statement about this application? If not, the public portion is closed. Is there any further discussion from the board?
Unless the delay is caused by an outside agency, not.
That could be just a plaque that was put in there.
If there's no, are you through with your testimony?
I mean, the only thing I would just summarize is just rely on if you're waiting.
You're done.
You did a wonderful job.
You already did.
If there's no further discussion, is there a motion?
I'll move the application. I share Dave's concerns. I want this building down. I'll make the motion.
We've had so many delays and
assuming you second the motion.
So I just want to make sure this goes forward and I'll second the application.
Do we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Giulio?
Yes.
Mr. DeSeo?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms. Wright?
Yes.
Thank you all. Congratulations.
Please do something with that.
Okay.
Yes.
We're going to move on to 280 Ocean Avenue, which we've been asked to carry the application to the June 11th, 19 meeting.
I'll move it without further notice.
I'll second it.
All in favor? Okay, is there any other business before the board this evening? If not, we have a motion to adjourn. Meeting adjourned.
Yes.
I never use that.
John Ritchie kind of wants only do not snatch the feet from the jaws of victory.
And I also want to say, for your conclusions and the reasons stated. Good night.
Good night.
Our next meeting is May 28th.
Candace?
That property is subdivided or it was different.
It's subdivided. It has no bearing.
And